What's up, Unikers? It's Pooja, the host of the Extra Plus Ordinary podcast, the place where we create our own definition of success and learn together. Welcome, everyone, to the Extra Plus Ordinary podcast. My today's guest is so special, even my mind was completely blown away when I heard about her. She is a 12-year-old entrepreneur. I mean, I couldn't believe this. Like, I heard people becoming entrepreneur at the age of 18, 19, but I never heard someone becoming an entrepreneur at the age of 9. She is a CEO and founder of Four Seasons Bakery. She is actually featured on TED Talks, which is amazing. Also, she is running this beautiful business that I love. And yeah, please welcome Vinusha. Hi, Vinusha.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Tell us about your journey. I really wanted to know, who is Vinusha? Not as an entrepreneur, not as a school, as a person. Who are you?
Well, I'm a fun and easygoing person, and I'm socialized. I talk with everyone, interact with everyone. And I'm also like a normal kid. I also have that side of part inside me.
That's amazing to hear. Okay, tell us your journey. How did you start it? Like, what makes you to start your own business?
Well, you know, a few years back when I was 8 years old, I wasn't interested in baking at all. And then suddenly I got interested in baking videos. So watching baking videos was something that I suddenly got interested into. So, I usually watch cooking and baking videos, but I never did them. I told my mom to do it, and I just ate it. So, but when I was 9 years old, there came a really changing part in my journey. You know, there was the turn in my journey where I discovered my passion for baking. I baked a cake for my mom's birthday with the help of my friend. That's when I noticed my passion for baking. And also, when I did that cake, you know, the first feel was really amazing. At that time, we didn't have an oven or something that in our home. We only had a cooker at our home.
Wow.
So we did it with that. And then my mom was totally surprised, and she encouraged me further to do it. And my father and mother, how they came to know about my passion for baking is that many times when they talk something not related to baking topic, I usually ended up in baking. So that's when they noticed my passion for baking. So that's how all started. And then I started making many things at home, experimenting things. And slowly I went to a baking class, to a home baker, where I didn't learn much. So I did an internship in five-star hotel in Chennai. That's called Savera. And I also did an internship in ASM Cafe. That's a part of CK Bakery Group in Chennai. So, so that's how I did it. And the first was kind of tough to juggle in between school and baking and entrepreneurship. But sadly, I was able to juggle through everything. Since I'm a okay and good student in studies, I was able to manage it. And after that, how I got the intention to be an entrepreneur is that when I attended many entrepreneurial sessions, I was inspired by the entrepreneurs. I was inspired by the World Steward Societies. I thought, why I should not be one? So that's why I started my own startup. That's Four Seasons Pastry. And I started it on September 15, 2019.
Wow. I should say you are doing amazing. Like, I am surprised because, so, okay, tell us this, like, how your parents supported you as a kid, because I know, like, most of the time, like parents want their kid to just focus on the study, get good grades, and go until college. And they always say that just go into school, get good grades, and then go to college, choose whatever you want. Like, even when we are choosing the programs in the college, we have to like kind of communicate with our parents to see what they want, right? Like,
yeah, that's kind of true. In our society, it's very common. Not to say common, everyone does it. Like, it is very hard to change, because in their minds, it's been registered in it that exams are something that our kids needs to get good grade. Exam is something that we test ourselves. So it's not much of a deal, actually.
I see. I'm glad that your parents supported you at this very young age to become where you wanted to go. Okay, so tell us, like, how did you get the internship? Because I know internships are something that are not easy to get. Even the college degree students, they always struggle to get the internship.
Internships is something that everybody struggles on getting, because it's usually not given to everyone. And if you are going on internship, it either be like going pleadingly, ask them something, or another way, like your college takes you there. You know, after you study college, yeah, you need to get experience, so you can go to the internship in somewhere in your field. So, well, for me, it was very tough to get an internship, because I wanted to get hands-on experience, not learn theoretically. I want to learn practically. So I asked whomever I could for internship. Whenever I go to any festival, carnival, whenever I met any chefs, I asked them about the internship in the hotels. The usual reply is like, no, like write me a mail or something like that. But when I write a mail, I just don't get the response in the end. But one day I met Mrs. Nina Reddy. Nina Reddy is the founder of Savera Hotels. She is actually an amazing person. I met her at her hotel. So, like, I gave her my business card. I talked with her. I interacted with her. And then I asked her about the internship. And then she said, okay. It was quite surprising to me, because it wasn't that easy to get internship. So, I did an internship on December 2019. After starting my brand new, I did the internship. So, the internship was just really amazing. I did it for 2 months. And then after that, from January to February, I think till March I did, I'm not sure, I did the internship at ASM Cafe. So the internship at Savera was really amazing. I learned all the basics of baking. But one thing is that I'm not usually allowed into the hot kitchen. Hot kitchen is a segment where you cook all the piping hot foods such as idli, dosa, all the staple items. Whereas the confectionery and baked breads, pastries, quiches, tarts, all those things are made in the bakery and confectionery room. Confectionery room is where they make, like, they ice the cakes, they cool the cakes, and they make chocolates there, they make brownies there, they make caramels there. They make those things in the confectionery room. In the bakery room, they usually make the tarts. All the things which needs to be baked in the oven are made in the bakery room. That's why it's really hot. But in the confectionery room, there's an air conditioner for chilling the ACs and blast chiller as well. So, like, my usual favorite is the confectionery room, where, you know, they make all these kinds of things. And regularly to the internship is that, yeah, I love doing cooking and I love eating it as well. So now I have reduced it a little bit, but like before I used to eat a lot, and my face was like a round ball.
Oh god.
So at that time they used to give samples to me to just taste. So I used to get fond of it, and I usually went to the internship to like eat as well. So in that term, I also learned many things. So these are the things around internship.
Wow. So you mentioned that you gave your business card to the owner of the hotel. So you already started your business, and along the side, you were like kind of looking for the internship to get hands-on experience, right?
Yes.
So how was the, like, how it feels like when you started the your journey as an entrepreneur? Like, what was the biggest challenge for you to, you know, start your own business?
The challenges, not really the challenges in entrepreneurship or business somewhere, when we go into the baking field as well, age is a very big criteria, which is something that is not accepted everywhere. So, like, you know, even in the internship, they only allow 18 plus people. But for me, they made an exemption, you know, just seeing how passionate I was about baking. So it was very, very difficult to get an internship. Like that, throughout my journey, I struggled everywhere because of my age. So age was a very big struggle at that time.
True. Go ahead.
Age had its own disadvantages and advantages. Like, the advantage part was that they used to say, you know, this girl is doing at a young age, let's support her and encourage her. But the disadvantage part is that when we ask and go for some programs, they say, no, we do not allow kids in there. That's how it happened when I went to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu for an expo. From here, from Chennai to Coimbatore, I traveled there, which was not a very long journey, but I went to there for just an expo. So when I went there, like, they didn't allow me inside because I was a kid. So they had an age criteria. I hadn't known that before because, like, it was the second time I was attending. The first time when I attended in Chennai, they allowed me in. So I thought pretending that they were allowed there as well. But when I went there, you know, they didn't allow me in, which was something very, you know, hurting moment and, you know, really bad moment. I was in a state to cry, but like, at that time, my parents, you know, just showed some pictures and articles of mine. And then after that, they got a little convinced. We talked to the higher person over there. And then they told, okay, only after me wearing the chef coat inside. So, like, after some recommendations as well. So, it was very, very tough to get in there. Their concern was that what if this kid leaves our hands or something into the big machineries over there. Because the expo had a lot of machineries and all kinds of things over there. So, what if that something happens to the kids? We are responsible of it. So that's why they had that concern. So that is some sort of experience I had at the starting of my journey. Actually, I went to this expo before I started my brand. So it was during June 2019.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, you are literally giving me chills right now because it's so amazing to hear you, because what you are doing, it's not easy, especially for us, from where we come from, it's really difficult to convince parents to, like, you know, even convincing them for little things, to be like, I want to do this. Your parents are going to be like, no, focus on your studies. Which is amazing to see that how your parents supported you. And I'm glad that they are doing this till now. So, okay, what is your secret formula to get into an entrepreneurship?
Formula? There's no sort of secret formula, actually. It's just follow your passion. Just do what you like. Like, if you really like entrepreneurship and you want to serve your customers, I'm sure you'll be starting your startup and brand in no time. And it will be booming out. So the one thing is that passion, and you need to focus throughoutly, totally into it. That's when you really achieve in it. And you need to put your soul into entrepreneurship when you start a brand. You need to give your full-time importance in it. That's when it really means it's a passion and you are determined to do it. So there's nothing sort of a secret mantra or something. It's just really open to all. Just follow your passion and you'll be up there wherever you want, reaching your goal in no time.
So in your TED Talk, you mentioned 4 key steps, I guess, which can take you to where you are today. So mentioning the TED Talk, tell us your those steps that you take to get here.
Okay, so I was telling about confidence, creativity, risk taking, and all those things. So yes, well, those are just small key points, and everything are intersected. If you have confidence, you can take risk. If you want to take risk, you need to have creativity. So all those things are really connected into dots. So if you have all these principles, you will be able to become an entrepreneur.
Wow, that's amazing. I am it's so amazing and it's so surprising to see a kid 12 years old talking about risk taking, because I know a lot, even when I was 12 years old, I was so scared of taking risks because I was I don't want it to be get in trouble.
Well, everyone, we just want to play safe games and go to a good job, get a good amount of salary, keep our family good. Everyone wants, they want to have a simple and safe life. They don't want to take risks starting their own startup or brand. By that, they're taking risks and they won't be able to take care of their family. That's the one thing that comes to their mind. Risk taking is something that is not, really there in our society. Not much. True. But in that as well, there are many persons who took risk and achieving.
Yeah, it really takes a lot of courage to take risk. And I know how it feels when you're doing the stuff that you kind of really scared to do. And it's you have to keep in mind, even the studies from Gallup, it shows their study from 2016 to 2017. They did this kind of research where they found out that almost 70 to 80% of people are dissatisfied from their jobs, which is so mind-blowing.
Well, it's totally true. No one does their job feeling loved, not following the passion. There are only very less percentage of persons who love their job and do it dedicatedly. As I told you before, all the people just want to support their family. That's the only thing in their mind. And when you see in many persons' lives, you'll be seeing that most of the Indians will not be doing what they studied. So sure. Whatever they completed in the college, it will not at all be related to the job they're working.
Absolutely true.
Because they're just not doing what they want. It's totally different, entirely in a different field.
So if you have let's say I'm going to ask you something. So let's say if you have this chance to encourage, let's say I put you in a big hall room where it's 100 to 300 students are there. They are here to listen to you and they wanted to take those risks. What could you say to them to become the person they can?
I would say, as I said before, just follow your passion, do what you like. And the first of all, finding your passion has some steps. So those steps are first, just list out the things that you like to do. That's your free time, whatever you like to do becomes your passion or hobby. So, what is the first thing that comes to your mind is definitely your top priority passion. So that's how I found out my passion as well. Like when I was, I was interested in mostly everything. I love reading books. I love to play badminton. I am a very good skater. I went to district level skating, and I love Bharatanatyam, and I love drawing. I've been going to drawing classes since my LKG. So all those things were all my passions, but baking was the thing which came up as a top priority. Others were just hobbies, but baking was something that came top priority as a passion. So that's how I found out my passion also. So I think you can also find it out. It's very easy. So if you don't have that much passions, just think about what you like to do in free time. Not only in free time, what do you think about always? That's also your passion.
You
So
just hit the nail, like literally hit the nail, because a lot of people, they know what to do, but they kind of like just kind of being distracted and being like, yeah, I don't really know what's my passion. You just have to figure it out.
Well, it's just like they are just confused at the moment. They don't know what to pick because they're just a little bit afraid about their parents. I would say in our Indian society, whenever they find out their passion, like if they are going in painting, they love painting, they can't tell it to their parents. Like, what would their parents think? Would their parents say like it's not a good career or something? So that's something that's deeply inside all the children's hearts. So I think so. Yeah, that barrier needs to be broken down, or else our future generation will be doing the same thing. They'll also will not be opening up to their parents, not telling about what they like. That's something really, collapsing in our society. Many
That's
of my
true.
friends, when I talk to them, when I ask what they want to do, they are like, maybe this, maybe that, I'm not sure. I'm confused. Some of them are in 9th and 10th grade and they still don't know what to do. They are still confused. They are still dependable on some person. They're still being spoon-fed.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
mean, not spoon-fed, like
it's a kind
they're
of just
still
a
being
phrase.
spoon-fed by thoughts, expectations, and all those things. I mean it in a
Yeah.
different way.
No, that's actually true. That's because even but here I would say that at least if you couldn't like really figure it out, like until whatever age you cannot, like just go ahead, try 100 things. Like that's what I always said to my audience. Be like, go ahead, try 100 things. Like see what do you really like to do. It could be one thing, it could be two things, it could be a lot of things that you like to do. Just find that
Actually,
passion,
please
like
go ahead. Sorry.
no, go ahead.
Well, I was just what you're saying is totally right. Some people just don't have any passions. They just don't think about passion. They just don't know what to do. Those persons try everything that you can think of, like try painting, try drawing, whatever comes to your mind. Just try it out and see. If you find that you like it, that's your passion.
Yeah, and even like I was listening to one of the interviews with Vishen Lakhiani and Jared Adams, and Vishen actually mentioned that, like, do you know like what is the age when people actually figured out what they wanted to do? It's 38 when people actually figured out what they wanted to do. Like,
At 38.
yes, 38. And I kid you not, when I listened that, I was like, wait, what? Am I really listening right? But it was 38, because a lot of the time we are, maybe it's because whatever reason, we kind of like sometimes struggle to really find out what what we wanted to do. And it's not like we have to figure it out at an early age. Like, age doesn't matter. First of all, just like clear to everyone, age doesn't really matter. Even for Vinushka, she is 12. She didn't never care about like what's her age or like who she is. She just go for her passion. And like, if somebody's listening to today's episode, I would say, and take inspiration from Vinushka. Like, literally.
Thank you.
So, I think we are almost at the end. So before I let you go, I have two questions. These are the questions that I ask to every guest of mine. Okay. So what is your precious piece of advice, like shining stars? what's your precious piece of advice?
Follow your passion, never give up, do what you like.
Got it. Okay, and what's your definition of success?
Definition of success?
Mm-hmm.
Success, like, we shouldn't keep the goals as success. When we reach the goal, that is success.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I like that. I interview a lot of like people, and I never see someone saying that goals is like what you just said. It is like so amazing to hear. And I am so glad that you're here with me today.
Same here. It was amazing talking to you.
Yeah. Like, let our audience know where they can connect with you, where they can find about your business, and
well,
tell us.
Yes, you can connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn on my ID VinushaMK. And if you want to check out some of my products, you can check out on fourseasonpastry.com. I repeat, fourseasonpastry.com. So if you have any doubts, you can contact me in Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I'm mostly active on Insta.
Okay, I will put your social medias and website into the description notes. Make sure to check out the description notes and make sure to connect with Vinusha. She is doing amazing, and I love her, like what she's doing today, and I always want her to just pursue her passion, whatever she likes to do. And thank you so much, Vinusha, to be here on the Extra Plus RNA podcast.
Thank you so much, and it was very nice talking to you. Hope we'll meet soon, like, welcome to India.
Yeah, for sure.
You can come to my home.
For sure. Okay. So I will see you everyone in the next episode. Till then, be the change and be the best of yourself. Have a great day, evening, night, and bye everyone. I should say this. You are awesome. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I hope that you enjoyed it and took a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you like this episode, then what are you waiting for? Like and subscribe to the podcast. And let me know on social at Unique Ajoop. What is your biggest takeaway from this episode? Keep taking risks, try 100 things, and keep chasing for your dreams. As Marie Forleo says, everything is figureoutable. I will see you next time on the Extra Plus Online podcast.